Welcome to the MLMSuccess.com podcast, the show designed to return the network marketing industry to its roots of personal growth, leadership development, and wisdom of the ages success principles. We share with you real success stories from real people that we hope will inspire and encourage you personally and help you progress forward in your business and your life. We believe if you build people, people will build the business. Now here is your host, who has been called the number one mind in network marketing, the MLM prophet, network marketing virtual mentor, and a host of other names that we will not mention because this is a family show. Frankly, he's just a small town guy that figured out that the real product in network marketing is people. Dale Calvert.
I'd like to welcome you to session number 23 of the Network Marketing MLMSuccess.com podcast. The title of this session is Fannies in Chairs. Fannies in Chairs. The great Jim Rohn said, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. You can make up in numbers what you lack in skill. The reality when you're building a network marketing organization, the formula, is you're going to have to expose X number of people to your product and service in order to achieve your current goal. So let's say that you want to advance one level in your comp plan. That's your current goal. The reality, the bottom line, where the rubber hits the road, you're going to have to expose X number of people to your products and or your opportunity before you're going to reach that next level. I don't know what your number is. You don't know what your number is. But common sense, the law of averages, tells us that you have a number. I don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. But you do have a number. And the quicker and the faster you reach that number, the quicker and faster you're going to advance to the next level in your comp plan. And that's just reality, guys. There's no way around that. And what happens is we get our emotions all caught up in it on who does and who doesn't and who joins and who likes it and who buys and who doesn't buy. And we get so emotionally bound that we just need to understand how can we put those emotions to the side and just do the numbers. Because once you hit 117, you're going to get a promotion. Doesn't matter if they buy. Doesn't matter if they join. It doesn't matter. There is a number. And it may be 117. It might be 77. It might be 702. I don't know. You don't know. But we both know that you have a number. And the quicker and faster you reach the number, the quicker and faster you're going to get the next promotion. It's learning how to get the emotions out of it. So at the time this was originally recorded, you know, most companies are built around a weekly event. Now today, a lot of webinars, conference calls, that type of thing. There's still some live opportunity overviews are being held by some organizations and companies around the country and around the world, which is great. There's nothing that can replace a live event. Back when this was originally recorded, it was actually just an afterthought after a quick training that we did after a business overview, and thus the name Fannies in Chairs, because back then everything was built around a weekly event. I mean, when we were building, we had 77 meetings being held all over the United States and Canada that averaged over 50 people in attendance. It's unbelievable. So the concept of Fannies in Chairs really just means number of people exposed to the entire story. That's key phrase, the entire story on a weekly basis. How many people do you get in front of the entire story on a weekly basis? Think about that, and I hope you enjoy this week's session, session number 23 of the MLMSuccess.com podcast, Fannies and Chairs.
What I want to talk to you about tonight is just a couple questions and a couple of things for you to think about. Who's responsible for promoting your business?
Me.
We are. If I open up a shop down here at the strip mall with the sign out front and hope people will stop in, I may generate some business. But if I go on a massive advertising campaign and maybe do some newspaper and some direct mail, do you think it's going to increase the traffic flow into my business?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in this business, I see so many people, and if I ask you, how many of you are working in the New Image business? And a lot of you would say yes, but you really aren't. You think you are, but you aren't. And what happens when you come into this business, we all have one of these. We all got one of those. You know what that is? It's called a comfort zone. Called a comfort zone. And when we first come in this business, we do everything that is comfortable to do. You know, certain things for some of us are comfortable, certain things for other of us are comfortable, and we do everything that's comfortable for us, and then we get to a point where we're going to peek out. Because the only way that you can continue to grow, to add people to your organization, to learn, is to expand this. And what we do is we contact people within our comfort zone. We sell product to people within our comfort zone. We send out our 50 letters, but we only send out 19 to people within our comfort zone. And we get to a point where we don't want to grow out of this comfort zone, and we kind of come to meetings and we sit there by ourselves week after week in our own little comfort zone. The only way you're going to grow is to expand that. You aren't going to go any further, some of you, than where you are right now if you don't expand that. You've got to expand your comfort zone. Now, if we stop and think about it, everybody in this room came into New Image for something. Some kind of growth, maybe socially, maybe financially, spiritually. There's many reasons many people are in this room. Think about this. If you're comfortable, you aren't growing. You can't grow when you're comfortable. You only grow when you're outside of this comfort zone. And that's in anything in life. When you aren't comfortable, you're growing. When you're comfortable, you are not growing. Does that make sense? You cannot be comfortable and grow. You must expand your comfort zone. Now, here's what happens. If you're going to do this business, you have got to get to a point, and some of you have seen this before. Y'all know what that is, right? The state of Florida. It's a funnel. It's a funnel. And what you have got to do is, if I ask you, those of you that are working the New Image business, see, some of you aren't working it. You know you aren't working it. Everybody knows you aren't working it. You're kind of, it's a social thing for you and you're enjoying it. But those of you that are working it, how many people have you had with you here in the last 4 weeks? And if it's zero, guess what? You aren't working it. You are not working it. You aren't even thinking about it that much. The only way that you grow in this business is having fannies in chairs. Right beside you. Say, Dale, how do I do this business? You get fannies in chairs. That's how you grow. If you don't have fannies in chairs, you aren't going to grow. You're going to stay where you are. Now, this is a business, and you know and I know that the only way you're going to grow is to have fannies in chairs. What are you doing every week to get the fannies in the chairs? See, that's part of your job description. That's part of your promotion. That's part of your advertising. And if I ask you, what three things do you do every week? What three promotional campaigns are you using? What three ways of advertising are you using? What three ways are you using every week to get people sitting beside you on Tuesday night? And you got to have at least three programs. If you got five programs, you're going to do better, but you got to have at least three ways, three things that you're doing every single week to get people sitting beside you. Because if you aren't running an advertising campaign to stuff people in this funnel every single week, then you cannot grow. You can't grow. You just can't. It's impossible. And if you're part-time in this business, you need to be bringing in 5 to 10 people every single month yourself, personally. Dale, did I put them all front line? No, no, no. Y'all know about the 442, most of you. If you don't, see your upline. But you need to be bringing in 5, 10 people every single month and sticking them down in that organization if you want to grow. How many people brought in at least 5 people last month? That's great. But see, that's what it takes. If you don't, you aren't going to grow. I'll say, well, Dale, I just can't figure out how to get 5 people. I just can't. Listen, you can. Other people are doing it. Why can't you? If you do what they do, you'll have what they have. If you don't, you won't. Just let us know when you're done. Where was I? Say, well, Dale, I can't control how many people that come in my business. I work it. No, you aren't working it. Here's what you can control. If you look at the people that brought in 5 people last month, they had, some of them, 10 exposures, some had 20, some had 30. They might have showed the video 30 times and sponsored 5. Guess what? They go out this month, they show the video 30 times, guess what they're going to do? Sponsor 5. They show it 30 more times, guess what's going to happen? They're going to sponsor 7. They show it 30 more times, they'll sponsor 7. They'll show it 30 more times, they'll sponsor 10. Why? Because they're getting better. You cannot get better if you're comfortable. You cannot get better if you're growing. See, you can control the exposures. You can't control who comes in and who comes out, but you can control how many times you hand out the videotape. I could, before I leave tonight, if I wanted to, or you, any of you, I could hand out 4 or 5 videos in about 15 minutes tonight before I left, if I wanted to. Now, I'm going to give you something real quick and a real quick way to do it, and if you'll try it this week, it'll work. And then I'm going to give you some other ideas. And so, here's all you got to do. Phil is my waiter. And by my waiter, let's say. Or Phil's the bellboy. Yeah, Phil's the bellboy. Yeah. Phil's the bellboy. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. The bellboy, Phil. We call DeVault Big Dog. We start calling Phil Chef Bellboy. Okay, Phil the bellboy. Oh, I love it. Whoever you're talking to, it doesn't matter if you're at the gas station, at the restaurant, wherever you're at. It's a real simple 4-point conversation. It's just, Phil, how long you been working here? And he says, 2 years. Do you like it? Most don't like their job. Most people say, well, it's all right, but I got to do this and that and the other. Third question, are you making enough money? Now, what is 90% of the population going to say when they are asked that question? Absolutely not. Phil, if I could show you a way to increase your income by $500 to $1,000 a month, would you watch a 40-minute videotape? That's it. He's going to say yes or no. 1 out of 3 will say yes. At least 1 out of 3. You can say that to anybody, anytime, anywhere. You can do that. You can walk through the mall and just walk in the stores and act like you want to buy something And don't buy anything. Go up to the counter and say, could I help you? No, I'm just looking. By the way, do you enjoy your work? How long you been here? Are you making enough money? Do you see what I'm saying? If the desire is there, you will do what's necessary to get the funnel stuff every month. And that's all you got to do. So if you've got to stuff 30 people in this funnel every month and you've got to show the videotape 30 times, you got to stuff them in here and just keep cramming this funnel every single month. And it doesn't matter who joins, who buys, or who doesn't. That doesn't even matter. All that matters is that you're stuffing the funnel. Because if you stuff the funnel, whether you want it to or not, you're going to have four or five people that are going to pop out the other end and sponsor every month. It's true. They will. Whether you want them to or not. And all you got to do is keep exposing people and cram them in here every month. That's all you got to do. And you can control that. I used to sit down every month and number 1 through 30, and my goal was to contact 30 people every single month. And I knew if I contacted 30, 5 or 6 were going to pop out the other end. And at the beginning of each month, I sit down and I did my 30. And if it was the 27th and I'd only done 21 people, then I had to get to work real quick and do my 9 more. I didn't care about who does, who doesn't. I know I do my 30, I'm going to have 5 or 6. I don't do my 30, I won't have my 5 or 6. I do my 30 exposures, I'm going to have fannies and seats beside me. I'm going to grow. Well, Dale, I just wouldn't feel comfortable talking to a stranger. I don't either. But I can make myself do it. If I don't talk to strangers, I'd still be working at IBM. Well, not really. I'd probably be laid off by now. See, I'd be a bellboy like Phil. Oh. Now, Dale, how can I stuff the funnel? Well, you build your business by chance or by design. Most people are building it by chance. They're hoping somebody's going to ask them about their button. They're hoping somebody's going to pick up their brochure. And you can build it by chance or you can build it by design. It's just like when you're structuring the organization, you don't go 10 wide. That's just running around like a chicken. You structure your organization by design. 442. That's the way you structure it, by design, and you recruit by design. If you're running a business in New Image International, then you have to have recruiting programs that you're running every single week. You just don't hope somebody's going to come up and talk to you. You've got to make the contacts. And there's a lot of ways to do it. And one way that you can do is newspaper ads. How many of you have run newspaper ads? Okay, now, here's the response with newspaper ads. I was talking with someone tonight that said, Dale, I'm running newspaper ads, I'm getting good response, and I'm going to be in Lexington with you over the next few weeks because I'm getting good response from my newspaper ads. Other people in here say, well, Dale, I tried an ad 2 or 3 times, and I didn't get nothing out of it. Is it the ad's problem or is it ours? It's ours. Get some help. Get the magic ad tape that's on the tape of the month. Memorize that. Go through that script. It's all written out for you. When you order that tape, we have a script of exactly what you say on the phone. Now, if they call you on the magic ad and they say, yes, I'm calling about the ad in the paper, and could you tell me a little bit about it, and what most people do, it's New Image International, it's great, everybody's great, my upline's great, the product's great, blah, 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 and they just all over them, regurgitate, you know, all, and the people on the phone are holding it out like this. They're saying, my goodness gracious, that must be some kind of amphetamine they're selling because look, this lady's just crazy or this guy's crazy. Right? it's not the ad problem. It's the person that's taking the ad. It's taking the phone calls on the ad. When they call you on the phone, you got to take control. Who am I speaking with? Why did you respond to the ad? Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background. Are you real serious about making money? Are you real serious about it? Yes. Do you know where the Gold House East is? Yes. 7 o'clock Tuesday night, be there. Ask for Grandma or Mama or whoever. Ask for Mr. Shuff, the bellboy. Whoever, you know? That's all you got to do. But you got to take control on the phone. So ads work. I've sponsored a lot of... You know how Phil Shuff got into network marketing? His first, you know how he got into network marketing? He answered a newspaper ad. How would you like to run the ad that Phil Shuff responded to? Now think about that. You know how I got involved in my last company? I answered a newspaper ad. Think about that. That's a powerful way. We've got the system. And I'm not going to get into that. You all know the 3-day, 14, 21, 29-day call. You know that. We've got a gentleman in Montana. Those of you on ImageNet heard his testimony. Dr. Dan had him on. Tremendous testimony. He's out in Montana. Nobody even knew this guy. Knew nothing about him, hadn't heard about him. He's living in a town of 200 in Montana, and he's going to make regional director his fourth month in the program, and he didn't know anything. He didn't know he was doing anything special. He's just out there, and from what we can tell, he's just following the system, and after they get on the product, 29-day call, he's giving them a call, he's getting referrals, he's getting a few of their people on the product, and he's backing them into the business. In 4 months, he's going to be a regional. Never been in network marketing before, ever. It's amazing. So that's a possibility. What else? What other ways? Handing out videos. What else? About drop cards. Brochures. Computer ads. I sponsor a lot of people just off the computer bulletin board. It's excellent. Trade shows. What about referrals? You know, somebody says, well, it's not for me, and you say, that's fine, but who'd be the first person you talk to, who'd be the second, who else you know? And do referrals. Postcards. Through direct mail. We have sponsored dozens and dozens of people personally and hundreds in this company through postcards. You can call the tools list and say, look, I want 1,000 names of people who have been involved in network marketing. I think it's $40. 1,000 names in the state of Maryland. You send 1,000 postcards into Maryland. They send you back a buck or two for the secret tape. You send the secret tape. What if you sent out 1,000 and you sponsored 3 people from it? Would it be worth it? The next month, you ought to send out 1,000 more and 1,000 more. Say, well, Dale, what do I say? It's all laid out for you. The training's here. It's all on cassette tape. We show you exactly what to say, what to send. Everything's laid out for you. But again, you got to be responsible for getting educated. We can't just burp and diaper you all the time. So what am I saying tonight? I am saying that this is a business. You must treat it as a business. And all you have got to do is concentrate on how many people are you exposing every month. Stuff them through the funnel, and a few are going to pop out. And if you don't do the stuffing, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. You do it by luck or you do it by design. Now, here's the great part. Here's the great part. I would say that over the last several years, I have probably talked to more people from running newspaper ads about a particular network marketing opportunity than probably all of you in this room put together. I've run ads for years. And when I first did it, I was more than lousy. I got out the fire hose and told them to open up their mouth and told them all, you know, all over them, real bad. And when I learned finally that all you got to do is create curiosity. See, if Fred is thirsty, I give him a half a glass and make him ask for some more water. And that's the way you recruit people on the phone. You got to give them enough information to generate curiosity to get them here. And, you know, one good thing you could say is, you know, we've got a lot of people in our company that are making serious full-time income. We've got a few that are making over $100,000 a year. Would you like to meet them? If they're serious, say, sure, I'd like to meet them. Well, do you know where the God House is? Yes. Be there Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and I'll introduce you to a few of them. And they come in, and you introduce them to grandmother who made $9,800 last month. Isn't that great? That's great. I love it. She said, wait till this month. Wait till the checks come out. But see, that's what I'm saying. And you introduce them to a few people that are doing extremely well. Not that they will or won't, but it shows the potential that we're talking about. And they meet Jessie and they think, she's just a nice lady. You know, that's what they're going to come away with. And they meet Kenny and they think, he's just a nice former plumber. You know? And they meet Phil and they say, he's just a nice bellboy. You know? But what I'm saying is they get around here and they get in this environment and they realize, hey, something must be going on here. Now, here's the good news. And this is what I went on for a long time. This comes from Jim Rohn. And he says, if you do the uncomfortable long enough, it becomes comfortable. If you do the uncomfortable long enough, it becomes comfortable. And what happens is, after you've been in this business a while, your comfort zone starts expanding. And you can bring all these methods of getting fannies in seats into your comfort zone. You can do it. And then, it's as comfortable to do it as it is for you now not to do it. Well, you do it and you don't think about it. Somebody calls you on the phone, you go right into what you're saying and you don't even think about it because you don't care whether they come in or not. You don't need them. They need you. You know that now. You understand fear loss is number one motivator to man. You understand how to build curiosity. You get good at what you're doing. Most people never get good or skilled in this industry and they wonder why they don't have success is because they don't practice it enough. If you practice anything long enough, you're going to get good at it. Perfect practice makes perfect. We've got people here that know what they're doing, can teach you how to do it, but you got to plug into it. Now, here's my challenge. The first person in this room only, that sponsors a waitress or a waiter, they come to the meeting, they sponsor, and they get a case of product, and they aren't your relative. You didn't know them. First person that does it, somebody ought to do this week, the first person that sponsors a waitress or a waiter, before the training starts that night, you come and tell me personally, Dale, this is the person, and this is the one I sponsored, and this is how I did it, because I went in and I said, how long you been working here? Do you like your job? Are you making enough money? If I could show you a way to increase your income by $500 to $1,000, would you watch a 40-minute videotape? They watch the tape, they came to the meeting, they sponsor, and I got to meet them. They got to come to the meeting. The first person that does it, somebody will do it this week, I'll give you $100. I just want you to practice it. You know, and see, $100, man, $100. That person might make you $100,000. And even if they don't, they might lead you to somebody that will. They might know a bellboy like Phil, you know? You don't know who they know. $100, first person, sponsors a waitress or a waiter, and tells me about it. people, please, don't you walk out of here and not decide that you're going to do something consistently to recruit people. I don't care if it's newspaper ads. I don't care what it is. All I care is that you do it consistently. See, it's all numbers. If you recruit one good person a year from direct mail, one from newspaper ads, one from the system, one from the button, one from brochures, one from a computer board, you get one good person a year running four or five or six programs, it's going to set you up for life in about 3 years. But you got to do it consistently, and you don't worry about the people that I sponsored on the computer that I don't know where they are, that got a case of the ignorance and quit. I don't worry about those. I just look at the good ones. And if you run enough programs consistently, you're going to attract the right people, and that's all there is to this business. It's all numbers. My gracious, if we said we give you, as soon as you become a national, or as soon as you talk to 500 people or hand out 500 videos, you're going to be a national director and you're going to make $9,800 a month. You can get rid of your job. You can buy a new car, buy a mobile home like Jesse's done. Do whatever you want to do, but you got to hand out 500 videos, and it doesn't matter who says yes, who says no. We take the emotion thing out of it. You hand them a video. You don't care whether they sponsor or not. Just give it back, because I got to get 499 more out. And you're just doing that, 500 videos, as quick as you can do it. You're going to be a national director. You'd all be national directors in about 30 or 40 days. Now, what in the world are you waiting for? Because anybody in this room that does half of that, 200 videotapes, is going to become successful. And if you do it in about 90 days, you'd have so much excitement going on that you couldn't stand it. Don't drag it out. Just get on with it. It's all exposure. Some will. Some won't. So what? Somebody's waiting. Somebody's waiting. Go find them this week. Thank you, God.
I hope you enjoyed session number 23 of the MM Success Podcast, Fannies and Chairs. This is Dale Calvert. You know, the reality, guys, the reality of this business, it's just not that difficult. We make it so much harder than it is. As I was going through some of these older trainings this week, I had Brad Bradford. I was listening to Brad Bradford, and Brad was talking about, you guys have met Brad Bradford, I think, on session number 13, and then we had him back, I think it was on 21, when we talked about, Brad talked about USA urgency. Yeah, that was session 21. And he said at a conference, he had a lady come up to him and say, how do I do this? How do I do the business? How did you become a national director? How did you get to the top level so fast? And he said, well, when I first started, Dale said, if I would hand out 40 videos a month for 1 year, that I would be on my way to the top position in the company. And so every month I got out a notebook and I wrote down 1 through 40. And as I handed them out, I wrote down the people's names. And I did 40 every single month, and I didn't miss a month. I got 40 every month. And he said, she looked at him and said, oh, and walked away. Is that profound? You learn the fundamental core skill sets that it takes to do this business. Of course, today nobody has VHS, so we're not talking about video, but we are talking about letting people hear the entire story. If you right now can get 40 people in your a month on your corporate conference call where they're going to hear the entire story, or to your all-inclusive website, there's a video that explains the entire operation, the products, the company, comp plan. It's all about exposure. It's all about finding the right people at the right time in their life. And quit, you know, if somebody's teaching you how to close people into your program, run. Don't walk away from them. Run. If you close somebody into a network marketing program, then you're going to have to beg them to get off the couch after they join. You don't have time for that. And you don't have time for that. If somebody's trying to teach you how to become an authority in the network marketing niche instead of actually, you know how to become an authority in the network marketing niche? Go out and build something. Go do something. If the only people on your team are those that know you, like you, and trust you, you aren't going to get much done, guys. You're looking for the right people at the right time in their life that are sick and tired of being sick and tired. That's who you're looking for. And say, well, Dale, they're just so hard. Yes, they're hard to find. That's why you're paid so well as a leader in the network marketing industry, as a team builder. Yes. But you know what? Go to any community college tonight in any city in the U.S. for sure. And you see people that are taking night classes for computer repair and becoming dental hygienists, and the list goes on and on and on. People want what we have to offer. The challenge is that we've brought a lot of people into this industry in the last 15, 20 years, and we've given them the Go Sick 'em training program. We've gotten away from the fact that this is a personal development program with a compensation plan attached. You know, we're trying to go out and save the world, and we haven't even learned what we're doing yet. We haven't spent any time, for the most part, on educating ourselves. Most people join a network marketing organization, they try to do it with the skill sets and the mindsets that they enter the industry with, and 97% of the population cannot do that. There's new skill sets, there's new mindsets that you have to develop. You know, as they say, when you get on an airplane, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. You know, don't go out and try to save the world and call yourself a consultant and you haven't sponsored your first person yet. Be true to yourself. Get yourself straightened out so you can move forward, progress, get through the numbers, get the emotions out of it. I don't know why I said all that, but hopefully somebody needed it. Hopefully somebody needed it. I hope you enjoyed this session of Fannies and Chairs. I tell you what, guys, that's never going to change. You have a number. Get to the number. You know, quit fighting the whole process. Just get to the numbers. Keep growing. Keep learning. Hope this podcast is helping you out. If it is, please leave us a review over on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you heard us. Let us know what your thoughts are. We appreciate your feedback. Have an awesome, awesome week. And I'll talk to you next week on the MLMSuccess.com podcast.
If you haven't gone over to iTunes yet and rated and left this podcast a review, what are you waiting for? At Calvert Marketing Group, we want to spend our time on the projects that we know are providing the most value for our clients and customers. You leaving us a review and feedback on iTunes is something that helps us more than you realize. And more importantly, it helps others like you find us. So if you've not taken the time to rate this podcast, please go over to iTunes and do that for us now. It will only take a couple of minutes out of your busy schedule. Work harder on yourself than you do on your business, and we will be back next week with another inspiring success story, Wisdom of the Ages training, or answers to your questions.